Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 14th edition of Rome Film Festival here with Jesper Gansland, director of 438 dates. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for being here.
My first question would be, obviously these are real facts, there's a book, there are the real people, but when did you know that you wanted to tell this particular story? When did you know this is for me?
I think I had a vague idea about it when it was happening, that, you know, this is really interesting, and I wonder how it would be to make a film about the, what's happening. It was, I hope I'm saying it right. It was 2011, and then in 12, when they were home again, I was still interested in it. But I heard that it was going on, like somebody had the rights to make a film, and I wasn't really involved in that or chasing it like that. But I thought about it because it's just something feels primarily very important. Like it's important to kind of tell stories about that centers around freedom of speech and the right to report even from places where there are very few reportings. And then it's also about like people they felt to me like people like me or somebody that I knew from, and they also they even came or worked or lived very close to where I live. So it felt interesting in that sort of how do they cope with being in prison for something that they feel they didn't do at all. They didn't do anything illegal in their sense, in their mind. So that. But then later on, years later, I was approached by a producer, Sandra, and she asked me if I was interested in that, and I was. But it was kind of a... It just came together in that sense.
And how was the building? How did you build the project up? I mean, how involved were the real journalists? How did you take in account the book? And how much did you fly from that to your own film?
Well, it's a dance in a way. Because the screenwriting process, Peter Biro wrote the script. He was a lot in contact with the journalists, and he had, of course, the book and a lot of material to work from. And then that took a few years. And then when I came in, it was more about getting into the next level of it. It sort of, I was watching a lot of the videos that they made during the reportage, and it kind of was revealing of who they were at the time and how they felt about things. And so I took it from there. I based it on the script, which is very, very sound foundation, but then moving it further into something that is alive and feels real and is real in a sense, even though it might not be exactly what happened all the times. But it's a dance about sort of getting the details and the important things right, but then you also have to, build character and put yourself in it a little bit. Otherwise, it'll be very dry.
Would you say it was a tough shooting? I mean, you have the search, you have the chasing cars, and then the prison.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was very challenging. I mean, we lived in the Kalahari Desert in South African part of it for a while, and we built up this prison from the ground, basically. I mean, there was an abandoned sawmill that was huge, and then we started, building the yard and the sleeping rooms and everything, and filled them with people. And yeah, it was challenging. I mean, for the actors to be in it all the time, I kind of like to have them in the situation all the time, so we didn't have any trailers or anything for them to kind of relax, or just it was all designed to get them to bring out the best of the performance, and I think that worked.
It did. Jesper Gansland, director of 438 Dates, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider. I'm David Martos. This is the Rome Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.